are now invited to listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It's good to be able to come right back in your homes again today with the message of Something to Believe In. Say, we certainly do appreciate you, your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might once again come in. And I do appreciate you. I appreciate the going away party that we had last Saturday night over to Linside Church and our retirement party, and we had such a great time. We certainly appreciate the friends that came in and those who showed us their love and appreciation. My, the charge has been so good to us, but we are retiring from that area, and we'll be telling you more about that in just a moment. Going to be moving back to Hinton in a couple of more weeks. But right now, let's go to a song that'll kind of get us going this morning. And let's just play this song for you. I like this song, and a lot of people like it. It says, "Come on, let's have church."
Well, crank up the music and let's have church. Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. We'll clap our hands and testify about God's mighty word. Crank up the music, let's have church. Well, old David said to clap your hands and shout the loud voice. Every time we come to church, we've got to make that choice. You know, sometimes we sit in our seat while we act like we're half asleep. We never stand to our feet and praise the Lord and show Him that we're having church. Bring out the music. Why, let's have church. Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. We'll clap our hands and testify about God's mighty works. Bring out the music. Let's have church. In those old camp meeting days when I was but a child, the music would start playing, we would step out in the aisle. We would drink from the living water until we quenched our thirst. Crank out the music, and we'd have church. Well, crank up the music, let's have church. Let's forget about our cares and put Jesus first. Let's sing and pray and testify, talk about His mighty words. Crank up the music while it's at church. I'm tired of hearing people scream at that old football game. Then they come to church, they sit real quiet, they never praise His name. If you feel the way I do, why don't you get up out of your seat? Let the Spirit move your head down to the bottom of your feet. Let out the music while it's at church. Let's forget about our cares, put Jesus first. Let's clap our hands and testify about God's mighty words. Crank out the music. Let's have church. Well, crank up the music. Let's have church. Let's forget about ourselves and put Jesus first. Let's clap our hands, we'll testify about God's mighty word. Crank up the music, and let's have church. Let's clap our hands and testify about God's mighty word. Crank out the music, and let's have church.
I'd like to offer my good friend Harry Weigel an apology. Harry and Armetta. Harry loves the song, The Old Ship of Zion, along with a lot of other folks. But, Harry, I misplaced that, and we'll have to get that on for you just a little bit later on. So we want to remember all of our sick and shut in today. And let's go right now and do another song that I know that you like. Martha does such a great job on this. And the title of this song is, "This Is Just What Heaven Means to Me."
A country where no twilight shadows deep, an ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to
Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side. Now while he sent the multitude away, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And at the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking upon the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking upon the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus speaks unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, for it is I. Be not afraid. Many of us have to face storms. And just because that we have become a born-again child of God, it does not mean that we are deleted from all of our problems. We have storms, we have troubles, we have many things that comes to our life. But you see, Jesus is in the midst of the storm, in the storms of life. In the storms of life, often we forget that if God be for us, who can be against us? You remember Jesus gave us the comforting words, said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the very end. And not only was he with the disciples in death, but he was also with the disciples in life. He had constrained them to get into the ship and go to the other side while he tarried behind. But you see, God works all things for purpose. All things work together according to the Bible for those that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. You see, the divine mind of God knows it before it ever happens. He understands it before it ever comes. And Jesus knew exactly where the disciples were. He sent them over to the other side. He put them in a ship and he said, Go to the other side and soon I will come and be with you. But you see, they had forgotten that Jesus was not going to forsake them. Has God ever forsaken us? No, he's always been there right in the time of need. You remember Mary and Martha said that if Jesus had been there, their brother Lazarus would not have died. And a lot of times we want to put God into our timetable. We want God to do it exactly the way we want to do it, when we want to do it. And God, you better do it then, because my expectations are very high. But you see, when the storm comes, He knows it. He knows every storm. And I'd like to make that very clear. He knows every problem. He knows every storm, every situation you face. Jesus Christ knows exactly what you're going through. The old songwriter said, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But God knows every storm. He knows every problem and every situation that you've been. But you see, Jesus will be in the midst of the storms. And it's in the midst of the storms that we always wonder where He is. He always sending us where we need to be. And if we are being sent of God, then He's going to go with us. You see, He comes to us just in the right time. He's never late. He's always on time. He comes to us a lot of times when we think that we're going to perish. Notice the disciples were out in the midst of the sea. The ship was being tossed to and fro. The storm was heavy. But Jesus came when they were just about ready to perish. And a lot of times Jesus comes just before we go under. But if God be for you, He'll be there with you even in the midst of your storm. He comes so that you might use your faith. When Peter and the disciples saw Him coming, they were alarmed. They thought it was a ghost. They did not really realize that it was Jesus. They knew Him when He was feeding the 5,000. They knew Him when He was healing the sick. They knew Him when He was walking in the midst of them and preaching and teaching and doing the many signs and wonders. But now the storm has clouded their minds. And a lot of times when the storms come, our minds become clouded. We cannot see. We cannot understand because the storm is so raging that we do not know that Jesus is in the midst of the storm. That's when we've got to use our faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things that's unseen. You see, the saint of God is that one that's living by faith in Jesus alone, trusting, confiding in His great love. And our faith comes alive when we are in the midst of the storms. Maybe God allows the storms so that we can realize that we must depend upon God, not only to save Peter, but to encourage those that are around him. And you know, your storms come sometimes so that you may be an example or an encouragement to someone else. I've been there. I've said it many times. I've been there. I've done that. And you've been there and you've done that. And many have been encouraged by our strength, by our healing, by our testimony, and telling others about Christ. And it comes a lot of times right in the midst of our storms. It's a miracle. And you know, miracles come when God sends miracles. He knows exactly what we need. He knows the miracle that we need, and He will send it to encourage those that are around us. Peter cries out, "If it be you, bid me that I might come." Jesus is walking upon the water. Jesus walks upon the impossibilities. No man can literally walk upon the water, but Jesus is the water walker. He is a miracle man. He is the one who comes in the midst of our storms. And Peter cries, "If it be you, bid me that I might come." You see, all of a sudden, Peter realizes that he wants to go to Jesus, but Jesus says, "Peter, simply come." And you know, that's what God is saying to us today. Simply step out in faith, believing God. All things are possible to them that will believe. That's why that we try to project on this broadcast that there is something to believe in, and that something simply is our faith in God. How strong is our faith? When God says to us, come. When God says to us, we need healing. How strong is our faith? When we need a financial miracle, how strong is our faith? As is your faith, so be it unto you. He said that to the blind man along the road. He said it to the man whom he put the spittle upon his eyes and said, go wash and you'll come see him. He said to the little woman who said, if I could but touch him. He said, thy faith hath made you whole. So faith is a great weapon that we can use in our carnal warfares against ourselves and against our enemy. Because the enemy says it can't happen, but God said it can happen. All things are possible to them that will believe. In the presence of Christ, you can do many things. And when Jesus is there and you're walking that faith journey and coming to Christ, you will do many different things. I've stepped out on the salt waters many times. I've stepped out in faith believing God when, like Peter of old, I was standing where no man had ever stood. I was walking where no man had ever walked before. This simply because God said, come. I've always been a man of faith. I was converted in 1962. I was taught the lesson of faith. I was taught that the just shall live by faith. And our lives, our Christian experience with God, is no great supernatural miracle. It's simply a supernatural miracle of faith. My faith and God working with me to assure me that through faith all things will work to good together for them that love the Lord. So in the presence of Christ, we can do many things. Yes, we can walk upon the impossibilities. Yes, we can see the supernatural miracle working power of God. Yes, we can do things that we never thought we could do before. And when Peter cried out and said, Lord, if it be you, then you bid me come. And you know, right now today, I sense within my spirit, maybe there's someone listening to this broadcast and you've sought and sought and looked for a miracle to come to your life. You've looked for a means of help and support, and it seemed like it's never been there. I want you to sense right now in your Christian experience and your Christian spirit and listen to Christ that he's saying, let go and come to me. I remember a man who had fallen off of a cliff. And when he fell off the cliff, he held on to one little branch. And while he was hanging to that one little branch, he began to cry out for help. All of a sudden, a voice spoke and said, I'm here. And he said, would you please help me? I'm hanging to only one small branch. And the voice cried out and said, okay, turn loose. And he cried out again, the man who was hanging on the cliff, and he said, is there anyone else up there? You see, because we don't want to use our faith. God's got all the faith in the world. God's got all the confidence in the world. Confidence in you and faith in you. But God don't need faith, sir. He is faith made realized faith through you. And when you believe that, and turn loose of the limb that you're hanging on and say, yes, I can be healed. Yes, I can have deliverance. Yes, I can have a financial miracle. God works for those who have faith to believe that God can work the miracle. You never thought you could do. And you will do things that you never thought you could do. You see, things that surround you say that it is impossible. You see, the water is under you. And the clouds are over you. And all of the circumstances around you. But you see, God can help you in the time of your storm. He did not steal the storm, but he saved the sinking Peter. You see, when he said to Peter, when Peter's faith become weak, and Peter began to look around, and all of a sudden he began to sink. Get your eyes off of the world. Get your eyes off of your neighbor. Get your eyes off of those people that are around you. You're out there, sir. You're walking on the waters of the impossibility. You're walking where no man has ever walked before. It's now you and God. And yes, circumstances will cause you to sink. Circumstances will cause you to go under. But all you've got to do is cry out. Cry out to Jesus right now. Lord, save me. Notice that Jesus was only an arm's length away. He put out his hand and he took Peter by the hand. And sir, here's the great miracle that happened. They walked back to the ship. And sir, that tells me that in the storms we discover our source. We discover that with Christ's hand in our hand, that we can walk through our valleys. We can walk across our mountains. We can walk across the things that seem to be impossible. Yes, I have storms. You have storms. But always remember this, that Jesus is always there in the midst of your storm.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near, till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying for someone like me. Close to I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street to the path that has never upon the streets of pure gold. Down here they suffer from pain. Oh, won't we be glad on the streets of pure gold? Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street
I trust today that you have enjoyed the broadcast. As you've noticed, there is several changes. We're real sorry that they have played a rerun the last couple of Sundays, but we're in the process of moving and trying to do that. Pastor the church, we've had 3 or 4 funerals on top of that, and a lot of things going on. And, well, it's just kind of a confusing time, but we'll get our feet back on the ground, have made it knowledgeable that they want the broadcast to go on. So I'm asking you to please do what you can do. You pray and you kind of help us, because this is a ministry of faith. It's kept on by the people, and it's the people's ministry. Someone said the other day, Tommy, how did you do it? Well, I get on the radio and I sit here and I kind of visualize that you're there listening. A lot of sick and a lot of shut-in folks, and a lot of people can't get out and go to the house of God. And I love to bring the ministry to you. God has blessed us. This is the largest pulpit that I've ever preached from, and the largest pulpit I'll ever be able to preach from. And God's given me that special gift to minister through music and through the preach word. Until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
We thank you for listening, and you are invited to listen each Sunday at the same time.